Thank you for holding. Is this Al?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Al. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash for the state of Delaware. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine, John. How about you?
Ah, so far, so good. It's been a busy day, but it's Friday. I get to see
my
baby.
That's
here.
A good thing.
Yeah, yeah. I'm excited to go hang out with my boys this weekend. They need dad. I've been coming home at night for the last couple of days. Not really spending a lot of time with him. Yeah.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
Yeah. It feels like I'm missing out. I can't lie, but, you know, bills got to be paid.
Yeah.
So.
True. Now, John, you said the name of the company is Local Splash, like water splash?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
Local like people in your area, then splash like water. We're actually right next to Google here in Southern California. We're a premier partner.
Oh, wow.
We're actually the highest rated Google partner in the country.
Got you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yep.
All right. Now, John, I'm waiting for you to give me the magic numbers so I can process it and see if it's something we can move forward on or
okay.
Just what we need to do to make
okay.
it a business
yeah.
relationship.
Yeah. So I was running some statistics just based off of Delaware Exteriors and Anthony Construction Roofing and Siding. These two companies are both doing Google Guarantee and a Google Local listing like we were offering for you today. With the service area they're covering, it's up to a 35-mile radius. They're not crossing any state lines. They just want to make sure all their paperwork aligns with that. And then it's 15 keywords that they're covering. Also has a custom website design included in this package. Their packages are both priced at $499 on a month-to-month basis. However, with the discounts that my representative requested for you, that new in business credit, I could get it down to just $299 month to month. So you'd be looking at about $10 a day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
That's with the website included. Normally, the website alone is going to run you a bit more than $299, but obviously, we're invested in this turning into a long-term marketing solution for you. Just based off
right.
of some of the stuff that Tara was saying that you were using before, we're pretty confident if you make the switch, you probably will never switch back.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. John, let me do one thing. Let me bring in my business partner on the other line as a conference call, if that's okay.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
Hold on. Let me see if he'll answer.
All right, John, I have my business partner, Anthony, on the line as well.
Okay. Hi, Anthony.
Hello. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well.
Okay.
What John
has is, you know how we utilize Google all the time, and when we're looking for businesses or something, we push in the name, and these names will pop up of a local area, like, say, roofing. It'll show us. You know, local roofers around us.
Yeah.
Well, we can have our name locked in that position as well, and I think they give you a free website. Would you guys design that website, John?
Correct. It's a custom website design. So we would purchase the domain, develop all the content, do the graphic design for you, and we'll have that attached to all your online listings.
Okay. Now, also see where you have people have like. 300, and then they have 4 stars or 5 stars. How would we do that? That would be references or that we would get, or is that something you would do, or what?
Yeah, so we're going to create your Google business profile, which is something that's going to stick with your business even if you leave our company later. It'll have all your reviews on it. It'll show your Google verified and that you guys are trusted contractors, right?
Right.
But as far as the reviews, there is an app that you guys would have. Where if you're leaving a job or you just completed a job, you can go in there and plug in that customer's number and it'll send them a live link to that Google business profile where they can go in and write a review in real time.
Okay, great. Yeah, like I was telling Tara, we actually, you know, we're dealing with Angie's List, and we got a lot of reviews from there. But, you know, it's just not advantageous for us to continue with Angie's List because we're paying for leads that we're really not getting any feedback from. This way, with you guys, we would get direct leads. They would contact us directly, and we're able to then move on that. And you guys will maintain the website along with that, keeping us right there at the top with some of the other prestigious roofers and construction companies.
Exactly. Couldn't have said it better
Anthony,
myself.
This is, Anthony, this service is running $299 a month.
$299?
Yeah. Is that right, John?
Yep, it's $299 exactly, or about $10 a day if you break it down. There's no other charges. So it's an exact $299, and it gets charged one time per month. So no other lead fees, click fees, or call fees.
Okay, because it was $499, but because we're a new company, starting this company this year, they gave us a discount. Now, John, I'm wondering, is there any wiggle room in that $299, like $250?
No, the $299 is a pretty discounted pricing structure called the new in business credit. Also, what we've done, though, is we grandfathered in that pricing structure, so it's not going to go back up to $499 if you guys continue to use the service month in and month out. It'll actually stay $299 for as long as you're with us. So you're going to benefit from a $200 savings for X amount of years, you know?
Okay. Hey, even if you're a vet?
Yep.
Trying to get something out of that. Okay.
You're in the service?
Yes, sir.
Oh, man. I wish I could. It's a soft spot for me. My brother was a 1st Infantry 26 Tomahawk. He was a Ranger.
Yeah,
he went to Iraq and Afghanistan, and that's my best friend. So,
He's been out there. He's seen some things.
He's also been, sued the VA and...
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He's got $250,000 out of the VA. Yeah.
Yeah, I bet he did. I bet he did. He's sitting pretty.
Yeah, they had him sitting on the floor for 12 hours.
Yeah, that's true.
With a bad appendix.
Oh, my God.
They didn't even have a bed for him. They had him on the floor, and bad appendix. And
with a bad appendix?
Yeah, he needed to have his appendix removed.
He's glad that thing didn't burst on him. Oh, my God.
It did. It ruptured. Yeah, it was a ruptured appendix. Oh, so they had to really, like, cut him open and really, like, clean him out. So he got a big nasty scar. Yeah, $250,000.
Yeah, he deserved every penny of that.
Yeah.
He deserved every penny of that.
Yeah, and he was already...
So what do you think, Anthony?
I think it's a good advertisement tool. I think it's pretty expensive. If you think we're ready for it, Lonzo, if it's gonna create a lot of business for us, I mean, I'm all for it.
I think it would give us foot traffic. Here's what we can do. We have our business meeting Monday with the team. Is there something you want to discuss with them before we make this decision?
Riverside. Yeah. I think we should discuss it on Monday. And if that's okay with him, we can give him a call then and we can sign up.
Okay, John, you're in California. My daughter's in California, so you're three hours behind us.
Right.
Right?
It'd be 3:38 here.
Okay. So we're very interested, John, but I do want to put it in front of the board and see, if it's feasible. And if so, we can lock this thing in on Monday and move forward. Our meetings are generally at 9 a.m. You're not even at work yet. You won't be at work till 11, I take it.
Right.
My time.
I get to work at 10 a.m. your time. So usually I go 7 all the way to 5.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
7. Okay. I thought it would be 8. All right, so if that's possible, John, can we get a return call or can we call you on Monday about noon?
Yeah, the only concern I have with that, you guys, is just if the position's available.
One state?
Is because usually when the spots open up, they give it to my reps downstairs. Like you were originally contacted by one of my reps, Tara, And she just sent you over to me to mainly to apply the discounts. Otherwise, without the discounts, she could have gone through the conversation with you. But they'll continue to call out on the spot until we close, which is about an hour and 21 minutes. The spot's only been available for about 40 minutes. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, the only fair way to do it is just fill it on a first-come, first-served basis because there's a lot of you guys, but there's only three that actually show for the first page, and we only have that one opening.
Right.
So instead of just, you know, hey, this guy gets it because X, Y, or Z, we just kind of, okay, they all qualify, a roulette.
Right, right, right. Oh, man. Yeah, I am able to make the decision. Anthony's able to make the decision, but I think we want to just – put our heads together real quick because this is something we want to do long term. We do have a advertisement budget. And
the way I have you guys set up. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, Al. The way I have you guys set up is on a month to month basis. So I mean, if you did want to try it, and then you know you're not committed to anything long term, I highly doubt when you and your board sit down and you look at you know. What you'd be spending on Home Advisor and what you'd be making in return versus what you'd have listing yourself independently on Google. I'm really confident this would be a no-brainer for you guys. I don't think you'll go back to paying per lead. Majority of the leads that Home Advisor generates comes from Google advertising that they have in this area. They're actually on the first page underneath the local guys where we're talking about listing you now. So we're just cutting out the middleman in that situation and allowing the customers to call you direct. Without subjecting yourself to those lead fees.
Right, right. Okay, so let me see how I can do this.
Hey, Longo.
Yes, sir.
The way I see it, I mean, that's only two leads. But I mean, instead of you know getting Angie's leads and stuff like that, we paid that fee, and that's for the whole year, for the month.
Right.
For the whole month.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, I see it as a plus all the way around. And we can test the waters, and if we don't like it, there's no cancellation fees, and we can cancel it anytime
exactly.
Or pause it or whatever we need to do.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Yep, it's in your service agreement. And then also, like I said earlier, the long-term benefits of having your Google Business profile, even if you leave us, it's huge. Because if you leave Home Advisor, all those reviews, everything that you guys have built up to that point gets held hostage. It's like you keep paying or else it all disappears. With us,
right.
You still exist on Google. Still, people will still be able to look up DMB Roofing and Construction. They'll still be able to see your reviews and everything that you're Google verified. You're legit. The only thing that will happen if you cancel the service is you won't see yourself listed for like roofing or roofing contractors or your keywords anymore. But you know, long
right.
Term.
It'll still be in there, but it won't be at that list,
at the top.
That main opening list. Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I would say let's go through what exactly needs to be done at this point, John.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to create the profile. I'll just need your first and last, and then I'll also grab your partner's information here. I'll add them as a partner to the profile. I'll send over the outline of the agreement in writing, and then Google's going to send you a PIN in the mail called a PIN verification letter. It's a little five-digit number on the back of that I'm going to need from you when it comes in. So there's going to be a little down period while we're getting the website built and getting that PIN verification in the mail. It's not going to be an immediate thing.
Okay.
All
right. Now, when are funds required?
Well, we would secure it now and take it off the board.
Okay.
Yep, right. But let me create the profile first. What's your last name, Al?
Black. It's Alonzo, A-L-O-N-Z-O.
Okay.
And the last name is Black, like the color.
Okay, Alonzo Black. And Anthony?
Yes, Anthony Oney, O-N-E-Y.
O-N-E-Y?
Yes.
Okay.
O-N-E-Y, like yellow. Yep.
Okay, and your role is a co-owner or partner?
Yeah, we're both
co-owner.
Co-owner. Okay. What's your primary phone number, Anthony?
302-399-9243.
Okay. And I'm just going to have you listed. I won't post your number anywhere, but it's just in case if you call in, we know that you're a co-owner of DMB Roofing and Construction. You'll have full access to everything.
What was that again? I'm sorry.
We're not going to post your number online. So, like, customers aren't going to be calling that number. It's just more so if you call in that we know that you're a co-owner of DMV Roofing and Construction, and you'll have full access to everything.
What number will they be calling?
Well, I had Al's number as the primary. I could switch it, though. I had the 443-880-0900.
You know what? We really want to get another number for the company instead of having us.
Well, we could do a Google Voice number as well if you guys are interested in that.
Okay, and what would that do? That would...
It would put a different number, like a local number, up there, but then it would forward to you guys in real time, and then as you're getting the call, it'll let you know that through the caller ID system that it's coming from your Google listings. So that way you know it's a potential lead.
Okay. And is that additional?
No, it's no additional charge.
Well, I like that. Yeah, we both like that, yeah.
Okay. They'll actually go over it during your client interview on Monday. So I'm going to have to actually schedule an interview for Monday, and then they'll pull the available numbers, and they'll present them to you and let you guys pick one.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay. But for that client interview, would I be calling you, Al, or do I call Anthony?
Yes. Al's fine.
You can call me.
Okay. All right.
You can call Al. Yeah.
Okay. I got you, Al. And then what's the primary email address for the business?
DMV Roofing Construction at gmail.com.
Okay. And then I only had a P.O. box for DMV Roofing and Construction. We do need a street address. I could hide the street address so that way it's not being shown to anybody, but they do need to be able to mail you that postcard in the actual mailbox.
Okay.
What's the street address that I could send that to?
What street address will we send that to, Anthony?
I don't know your street address.
Here we go, John. All right. Here we go, John.
Your house. No, your house. I have a 2810 Woodmark Drive, 302.
No.
Does
that ring a bell?
No.
Never mind. Never mind. I plugged in your name.
Yeah.
There's another DMV Roofing in Woodbridge, Virginia, and that's not you guys. Sorry.
Okay. Lazo, you might want to do it to my house because that's where everything else has been going that don't go through the P.O. box, and we don't want to put stuff up. But we need.
I was going to send it to the location in Laurel, but it's fine. We can do the Shipley Street.
Yeah, but I'm saying I want to stop getting stuff from the house eventually.
This is only one postcard that we're going to send you, Anthony. After that, everything else is digital. So this is the only time we'll actually have to, like, send you a piece of paper in the mail.
Okay. It's 406.
Mm-hmm.
Alonzo, you know it by heart, don't you?
No, I don't.
406
North Chipley Street.
North.
And that's Seaford, Delaware. Seaford, S-E-A-F-O-R-D, and the zip code is 19973. Is it 73 or 72, Tote?
You said it was Shipley, North Shipley?
Yes.
Okay, I found it. There we go. 19973?
Yep.
All right, I'll hide it for you guys. That way you don't have to worry about anybody showing up there. Yeah. Gotcha. And then for the website, do you guys have a logo or, like, photos of work that you've done in the past?
Yeah, we got photos of the – we have a logo, we have photos, all that good stuff.
Okay. I'm going to send this to you, Al. I'm going to send you a text message here. It's really easy. It's just our email. It's photos@localsplash.com. Send in the logo and any photos, as many as you can, please. We're going to build a portfolio for you on your .com. There's going to be one on your Google business profile, and there's even a Facebook business profile that'll have it.
Okay. So I'll just send everything to photos@localsplash.com.
That's it. And then I'm also going to send you my direct number and extension right now. If you guys are ever, like, need any help, questions, comments, concerns, or you need help sending those photos in, I don't know how tech savvy you are, but just give me a call. I'll walk you through it.
You got it.
All right. And then how would you like the hours of operation for the business listed?
Monday through Friday, 8 to 5.
Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Okay, and Saturday and Sunday, you want to go by appointment only or closed?
By
Donald, you might want to think about that.
Okay, talk about.
Because if you do it by appointment only, they could still call you, right? But you're not expected to work. And
yeah.
8 to 5 will say open and closed. There's like a little button on there that lets them know. So if it's after 5, it's going to say closed. You're not getting any more calls. Mm-hmm.
Anthony, you're breaking up really bad.
I'll accept the call anytime. If it's for advertising, if somebody calls and says,
you guys, you know, I could leave it open. I could leave it open. And then if you decide, you know, after a couple of weeks, you're like, hey, I want to cut it off at this time, just call me. I'll switch it out.
I think Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and then on the weekends by appointment only, so they can still call. It's not that we don't have to work. I mean, we can work any day of the week if we set it up with the customer. But as far as a bunch of calls throughout, you know, after that, 9 and 10 o'clock at night, I don't think that's appropriate.
No, so what I'm saying is somebody may call at 6 o'clock or somebody may be looking at their paper or whatever and see her name and decide they want to make a call. I don't see why it should be closed. I mean, I'm there to answer the phone.
Okay, well, the number that they're using is a Google phone number. It'll reach out to either one of us. If I don't answer, it'll shoot over to you or vice versa. Am I right?
Correct. There? Yeah, correct. You could set two numbers where it'll forward. So it'll primarily forward to Al's number, and then I could have Anthony's as the secondary. So if you don't answer, then it'll go to him.
Or
the other way.
As a primary and allow
absolutely.
I don't mind being the primary on the calls, on the weekends or anytime.
I mean you guys know each other better than I know you, so it's which one of you has the people skills?
We both have the people skills.
Right.
The thing is Alonzo is more of a family man. He has kids and he doesn't particularly do work on the weekend. I'm more apt to be out on the weekend doing work, taking calls or whatever.
Right. I understand what you're saying, Anthony. Here's what I'm saying. The calls are going to come in regardless. If they come in after 5 p.m., it'll be shipped over to you. On the weekends, though,
the point I think you're missing that Anthony's making, Al, is that there is a button on these listings that says, like, open and closed.
Or open.
After 5 o'clock, Monday through Friday, it's going to say you're closed. So calls aren't going to come in after 5 o'clock the way you have it set right now. Right. So I think what he's saying is to leave it as like by appointment or open availability all the time, like even Monday through Friday, because he's going, if somebody calls at 6, you might not answer it because you're with the kids, but I will, is what he's saying.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying.
You're breaking up, Anthony.
I said, yes, yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Okay. I got it.
All right.
No worries. And then so I have the business profile set. I have to schedule a client interview on Monday. Hopefully at a time I could get both of you. That would be great, but I know how it is where there's two business owners. But what's a good time on Monday where we could walk you through that? That's where we're going to do a lot of the going over like all the services you offer, the service area that you want to target or cover, and then the website.
I would say 10 o'clock, 10 or 11. You're in by 11, right? Is that what you said?
I'm in there at 10 o'clock your time. We go 7 to 5 Pacific Standard.
Yeah. So what we can do, I think, what time is good, Anthony? 10?
It's the first thing in the morning or either late in the evening. You know me. I mean, first in the morning or late in the evening.
They don't open till 10 o'clock our time.
Yeah. I could do you guys first thing Monday morning, though. We can go 7 to 8 a.m. is my time. It would be 10 to 11 your time.
That's a little early. I mean, that's a little midday. That's up to you, Alonzo.
But we have a meeting anyway. We have a meeting anyway Monday, so I'm thinking 10 o'clock is the earliest they can do it, so I would say 10.
Okay. Let's see.
All right.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to set it at 10.
Keep your mind, Anthony.
Oh.
I'm here.
Yeah, what's your they can't do it any earlier than that. What's the latest you can do it? 5 o'clock, which will be 3 o'clock, 2 o'clock our time, right?
Well, no,
that's
we're behind you. So, I mean, the latest I could do would be like 5 or 6 your time, really.
And that
okay.
And at what time is that for us?
That is
no,
5 or 6
no,
for us.
It's your time. Yeah. It would be 2 to 3 our time, and then they're booked up for the 3 and 4 and the 4 and 5 slots on Monday.
Okay, yeah. But, that's better for me, the later. And that way we can have our appointment later, because I don't know what Monday's going to look like, and I don't want to schedule something in the middle of the day on Monday. I thought it was going to be in Laurel or wherever, and then in the middle of the day. So early in the morning or late in the afternoon is better.
Okay, you guys, here's what I'm going to do. I'm putting you in that 5 to 6 o'clock slot, but I'm going to text you at 4, both of you.
Okay.
I'm going to send you a reminder 1 hour before, okay? And if anything changes or you can't make it, let me know. I'll reschedule it. But I want to get this done as soon as possible. The sooner I get it done, the sooner I can have you guys up and running and making money. So I don't want that to hinder me, or I'll move on without you.
Don't blame you.
I was signing myself, you know. All right. I got that right away. All right. And then the last thing I got to do is secure the first month's payment, Al. So how do you want to do that?
We can do it with our credit card. Anthony, you got yours on you because mine's not on.
No, I'm driving now, so that's why I can't.
You guys are funny.
Oh, my God. Okay.
No, your card. Right. No, your
card. I have to go get my card.
Okay.
Yeah. This is in his back pocket. Mine's way out in the truck.
Are you guys related? You sound like two brothers.
How'd you know?
Sound like me and
we're
my brother.
We're first cousins.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're first cousins, and we're just like brothers. We grew up together ever since we were kids.
You remind me of me and my brother. No, you do it.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, I'm in my truck. Hold on one second. Here we go. It would be a Visa.
All right. And then the billing address, is it the 406 North Shipley Street or different?
No,
is
the billing address
the same
address
as where I'm sending
be...
your Google PIN? No?
No, you know what? That's a good question. Billing address...
I also have that P.O. Box 17, or 117.
It's the P.O. Box 117. I think that's it, yeah.
Okay. And Laurel?
Yes.
Okay. And this is under your name, or it has the business name also?
It has the business name also. DMV Roofing and Construction.
Okay. That's good, because then you guys will be able to write this off. You're actually just going to get it back that way when you do your refunds.
Exactly. Yep. Absolutely.
Yep. All right. Let me update.
Okay.
All right. I'm ready for you.
4258 2945 0360 5099
Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
6/27
6/27 and then 3-digit code on the back.
264.
Okay. And there is a security question. This is for both of you. Just in case you're contacted by one of my representatives, I want to make sure that, they ask the security question, or vice versa. Somebody else calls in and it's not one of you two, we're going to make them verify this before we change anything or touch it. So you have three options for this. You got your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
Oney, O-N-E-Y, mother's maiden name.
Okay. O-N-E-Y. Oh, okay. So your guys' is mothers or sisters? Because he's got that last name.
Well, mother and brother. My mother is his brother. No.
All right, wait a minute. His dad.
Their brother and sister. Their brother
got
and
it.
Sister. His mother
got
and
it.
My father. Yeah.
No, I got you. Yeah, I have an older sister. He's got some kids. They got a different last name. They're Bartleys, and I'm Hill. So I know how that is, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You're right.
But they're actually really close, like you two. So, like, the Bartleys and the Hills, they hang out together because me and my older sister are really close. Same with my older brother, too, though. We're all kind of strung in. I think the only the only one that's not tight is the younger sister, Eternity. She's a lone wolf out there. She refuses to have kids or talk to us. She's too cool for school.
Oh, man. Okay.
We're all old folks for her. That's why. She's still in her 20s. She's the baby of the group.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
she's like 28 or 29, so yeah, she's still kind of having fun.
Yeah, she'll hit that life soon. Life will hit her, one or the other.
Yeah, exactly. Mine, I was having too much fun, and then you know, baby boy number one came, and that kind of had me ease up.
Slow you down. Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, it's the race. I can't be spending so much money on beer. I got to pay for diapers.
Yeah, the babies are high.
It changed me real quick. Man, I gotta get in shape. I can't keep up with these guys, you know. So lost 10 pounds, stopped drinking beer.
Oh man, yeah, you did it up.
Yeah, now I have another one too. I have a 2-year-old and a 5-year-old now.
Oh yeah, you're busy, buddy. You're busy.
Yeah. Both boys though, so I'm looking forward to that. Passing on the legacy.
Oh, that's gonna be
have
awesome.
Them playing sports later. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Good. You have a favorite football team?
Yeah, unfortunately, I grew up in Southern California, so I'm actually a Charger fan, not a Raider fan, but I'm a Charger fan.
Okay.
So I'm 31. When I started watching football, LaDainian Tomlinson was doing his thing. So I never missed any of that, and then I just never changed from there. I was always a Charger fan, but they've been sucking.
Yeah.
we got all the best players and the worst coaching.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it makes a difference, though. It's no joke. You have all the talent in the world, and if they don't mesh, it don't matter.
Yeah, for real. No, it don't matter. Right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Success, all about working with the right
people.
So, your profile is squared away, so you should start receiving some text messages. Are you getting them out?
I got yours where you sent me your information, extension 544. I got where we need to send pictures and stuff on localsplash.com/pricing. No, that's not you.
No, that was the pricing page. Yeah, that was where I was showing you the discounts I'm giving you. So the package I gave you is like almost half price. But there's also a setup fee in there, but I waived it. So it was just a $299 out the door and $299 moving forward. Yeah, I gave you a heck of a savings. If I could have gave you that vet discount, I would have applied that too. But I already kind of went straight to the bottom of the barrel for you.
All right, that's cool.
Yeah, the lowest pricing structure you'll see in all the packages is $299, but you actually have the best package for the lowest number. So.
That's all right.
Yeah, but the way I look at it is I want to be working with you guys long term. You know, I'm not looking for 1 month, 2 months. I want to build a website, do all this work, and then have you guys be gone. You know, I want to make sure you're in the green and that we can work together for a while, not just, you know what I mean? So, but it makes more sense when you guys sit down in those board meetings to go, okay, this is what it's costing us, but look at what it's bringing in, you know, and the kind of work you do, you know. If I can get you 2 or 3 new roofs by the end of the year, that's already going to pay for it for the next year or two. You know what I mean?
It certainly would. It certainly would.
So
John, you've been amazing,
plan.
Man. Thanks so much, man. Thank you so much for everything.
No, absolutely.
Any questions, Anthony?
No, I don't have any questions. I don't know.
Okay, cool.
And we'll be in touch. Anthony, I'll actually send you over my number, too. I'm going to plug you into this text message. Give it like a minute or two. I got to swap the numbers out on my end, and then I'll send you over my direct number. Now, this thing is set up to auto-bill each month on a 29th day. You'll see in that agreement in writing that I sent you. And then you can cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees, penalties. So when you read through it, you'll see, you know, I put all the products and features in there, the discounted pricing structure, billing date, cancellation, and then I'll ask you to sign off on the bottom.
You got it.
If you guys have any questions, comments, or concerns, like I said, just give me a ring. I'll be here to walk you through it. If you feel like there's something you're missing or you want to make changes to the site, on Monday I'll actually call you first and I'll introduce you to a client interview technician and then he'll come on the line and take it from there.
Okay, sounds good, John. Thanks so much again for everything, my friend.
All right, Al. All right, Anthony, it was good meeting you guys. I'm going to talk to you soon, okay? Have a good weekend.
Sounds good. Do the same.
All right. Bye-bye.